From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. As expected, Republicans blocked a plan by Democrats in the state assembly last night to tax oil companies to fund schools. The Democratic proposal promised to generate more than $1 billion to offset the governor's proposed school cuts of $4.5 billion. Republicans dismissed the plan as a political drill and said they'll block any other attempts at fixing the state's $16 billion budget trouble with new taxes. Another plan circulating in Sacramento shift 71,000 state parolees over to county supervision. That could save the state $500 million next fiscal year, but probation officers are balking, as KPCC's Julie Small reports.
The plan would take state prison parolees who serve time for nonviolent crimes like drug sales and theft and shift them to county probation officers. The state would pay counties $495 million to handle the parolees. That's about what the state spends now, and the county offers better access to local services to keep parolees out of prison. But Jerry Powers of the Chief Probation Officers of California says the state isn't paying enough for the programs counties offer.
Jail beds, probation officers, mental health counselors, substance abuse counselors, vocational training, all of that costs money. Is this enough money to do it?
Powers says each of his probation officers already manages 250 parolees, and now the state wants to add to that? The plan proposes siphoning some state money from the DMV, state water agencies, and local crime prevention programs. The chair of the Budget Subcommittee on Public Safety sees no problem there, but Democratic Senator Mike Machado worries counties won't pass all the money on to probation officers.
If it becomes a source of funding for other purposes within the counties, it'll defeat the purpose.
If the legislature adopts the plan, the state could shift responsibility for prison parolees to counties by next year. For the California Report, I'm Julie Small in Sacramento.
A San Francisco judge has ordered California to follow the laws that govern monitoring county juvenile halls across the state. The lawsuit, launched in 2006, claims the State Corrections Standards Authority hasn't done enough to respond to instances where teenagers were held in isolation 23 hours a day for months on end, beaten, accosted with pepper spray, deprived of adequate education, and held in overcrowded facilities. In a separate case related to state-run youth prisons, plaintiffs' lawyers have asked for a judge to appoint a receiver because they say the state hasn't delivered on a 2005 promise to correct similar problems. A Saudi Arabian university is pursuing a deal with Cal Poly San Luis Obispo to get help setting up an engineering program. But the lucrative contract comes with a caveat. The Saudi school doesn't allow women in its engineering courses. That doesn't sit well with some Cal Poly students. Last night, they submitted a petition questioning the deal. David Gorn reports.
And then you have an additional KA that multiplies KQ in the feed-forward loop.
Cal Poly San Luis Obispo is known for two things: its world-class programs in computer, aerospace, and mechanical engineering, that is, its technical expertise.
Is that the cylinder area A?
Yeah.
0.1473?
And the other half of its equation for success is its reputation for recruiting women into science. Kate Van Dellen, studying to be an aerospace engineer at Cal Poly, is also president of the local Society of Women Engineers, and she's not impressed by the school's plan to launch a Saudi Arabia program.
The fact that there would be definite issues with women not only studying there, but working there, made me feel very uneasy.
Van Dellen says Cal Poly continually gets national prizes for its support of women in the sciences. And when the Saudi proposal first came to light, Van Dellen sent out an email to alumni asking what they thought of it.
One of them sent me an email back and said, if this thing happens, I may be just ashamed to be a Cal Poly alumni.
UC Berkeley recently signed a similar pact, but at a different college in Saudi Arabia, where women can take engineering classes as long as they remain segregated from the men. Stanford University is also collaborating on a program at that same school. But the Cal Poly proposal at Jubail University College completely excludes Saudi women students from engineering. And on top of that, according to many on the Cal Poly faculty, there will be no American women, or Jews, or gays, being sent to work on the new program. Cal Poly professor Jim LoCascio, sitting on his front porch before school, is appalled by the whole thing.
to tell women here at home that, you know, we support you, we support you, and then we go and support a regime that is so outrageous treatment of women. I mean, there's something wrong with that.
Administration officials insist no faculty members will be excluded and say that some faculty members misunderstood the terms of the deal. Cal Poly Provost William Durgan is negotiating the contract with Jubail University.
That university has elected to start this program with male cohorts in engineering. That's not to say that that won't change in the future.
Durgan says that the way to make inroads in changing a country's discriminatory stance is to start in the academic world. When you isolate a country, he says, you give up any chance of affecting it.
I am hoping that we can influence Saudi Arabia. One has to start somewhere to build the bridge and to tear down the barriers.
So the university, Durgan says, not only gets $5.9 million in the deal, not only gets the prestige of establishing a global campus in the Mideast, but it also might help change Saudi attitudes toward women. Charles Hill is a Hoover Institution Fellow at Stanford, and he has a different take.
So it may bring in money for the university, but to explain this in terms of having an ability or the possibility of bringing about change in those cultures and societies, I think is a very dubious proposition.
University officials say that the critics of the deal aren't looking at the larger picture, that building a new program from scratch in a country that badly needs it is worth quite a lot. And there's no denying that Cal Poly, a state school, is strapped for cash. That's all understandable, Hill says. But just so it's clear, he adds, when Cal Poly and the other universities are paid to create programs in Saudi Arabia with Saudi rules, then it's the Saudis who are doing the influencing, he says.
What should be done would be to have those students come to the American universities and see how American culture and society works.
That way, says Hill, Saudis could return to their own country with all kinds of knowledge in hand, both technical and personal. An exchange program isn't a part of this deal. Administration officials say they'd be open to it, but that would have to be approved by the Saudis. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn in San Luis Obispo.
That's the California Report for Thursday, March 13th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995, and the California Healthcare Foundation and Cal Hospital Compare, rating hospital quality in California. On the web at calhospitalcompare.org.